Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. Are you ready to practice with us? I hope so. My name's Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Today's topic is food, and the title of today's lesson is Time for Lunch. Time for Lunch. So, Anna, what is your biggest meal of the day?
I think lunch is probably my biggest meal, and doctors say that that's a good idea. Hi, everyone. My name is Anna, and I'm so happy to be here with you today.
We are continuing to talk about food today, but before we talk more, let's practice our reading. Here's Anna to help you.
The Jungle Cafe is now serving new items. Abby sees some healthy lunch choices. Alex suggested Chinese food, but that isn't easy to make. Abby wants to order a hot dog. They are grilled. Rob is happy. Grilled hot dogs are delicious. He doesn't like boiled hot dogs.
Well, friends, we get to talk about food today. That's my job. I love my job. Now, Anna, what is your favorite meal of the day?
Well, my favorite is breakfast. I love pancakes and waffles, bacon and sausage and eggs. Oh, it's wonderful.
Ooh, I love all those things, especially for breakfast. Friends, what's your favorite meal of the day? Maybe you can talk about it with a friend.
That's right. But today we are talking about lunch. So let's get started. Here's Christina with our keywords today. Follow along.
Jungle Cafe 做了意见调查之后要提供新餐点咯。They are serving new dishes. 动词 serve 指的是提供餐点上菜的这个动作。Abby 很高兴因为新菜单中有很多健康的新餐点。形容词健康的就是 healthy. They have more healthy dishes. Alex 却不太开心因为他建议 Jungle Cafe 卖中国菜却没有被采纳。动词建议就是 suggest. He suggested Chinese food. Abby 决定要点热狗 hot dog. 他说 I'm going to have a hot dog.这个 hot dog 是用烤的，动词 grill 就是用烤架烤食物的这个动作。They grill hot dogs. Grilled hot dogs taste so good. Rob 说他比较不喜欢水煮的热狗，水煮的就是 boiled. I don't like boiled hot dogs.
Wow, look at this menu.
It looks great. This is a good place to have lunch.
Yes, this restaurant has so many choices. Look at all the different kinds of salads.
Hey, maybe the Jungle Cafe can serve dishes like these.
That's a good idea. We can find some good dishes. Then we can write them on the survey.
So we are continuing our conversation about lunch. Anna, can you tell us what happened yesterday?
Sure I can, Peter. I was paying very close attention. Well, yesterday our friends were writing a survey for the Jungle Cafe.
That's right. And today our friends are at a restaurant, not the Jungle Cafe.
Yes. Taylor says there are many good choices on the menu.So there are many things that they can order from the menu.
Yes, she sees many different salads that she can choose. What is a salad, Anna?
Well, a salad is many different things mixed together. Usually a salad has a lot of green vegetables like lettuce, but you can also make an egg salad, a fruit salad, or a chicken salad.
Yeah, there are many different kinds of salads. But this restaurant has more than salads. It has many other dishes. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this word, dish.
Susie 在餐厅里看到好吃的，就想到了 Jungle Cafe。她说 Jungle Cafe 或许也可以提供这样的餐点。Maybe the Jungle Cafe can serve dishes like these. 我们来看 dish 这个名词，在这个句子里 ，dish 是菜肴，一道菜的意思。所以你如果说 That's my favorite dish， 表示那是我最喜欢的一道菜。想知道这家餐厅有没有出新的菜，就问 Are there any new dishes？ 除了当菜肴的意思之外 ，dish 其实也是盘子、碟子的意思。比如 Put the noodles in a dish， 把面放在盘子里。Give me a small dish, please. 请给我一个小盘子。
Thank you, Christina. So the word dish actually has two different meanings. Peter, what is the first meaning?
Well, Anna, the first meaning is talking about the kind of food it is. For example, there are many kinds of dishes for lunch. There are many kinds of Italian dishes, and Mexican dishes, and American dishes.
Okay, that's right. And the second meaning is talking about the plate of food. We call this a dish. You can say, pass the dish of food. After a meal, you wash the dishes and put them away, right, Peter?
That's right, and you put them in a dish cabinet. Now, let's talk about the word serve. A waiter serves food. That means they give it to you.
Exactly. Well, friends, we still have more to learn today, so let's go to the second part of our lesson. Here's conversation B.
They have hot dogs now. This is great.
That was my idea. And look, they have more healthy lunch choices too.
Alex, why do you look upset?
I wrote a lot of ideas on the survey. They didn't use any of them.
What did you write?
He suggested Chinese food. But that isn't easy to make.
Hey, Peter!The Jungle Cafe changed their menu. They added so many new and delicious things. They used the ideas from the survey.
Wow, yes, the Jungle Cafe added hot dogs to the menu. I love hot dogs. I usually eat more of them in the summer. I eat grilled hot dogs. I eat boiled hot dogs.
Wow, you really love eating hot dogs. Well,I like them too. I put ketchup and mustard on them. But hot dogs are really not that healthy. Does the Jungle Cafe have anything new that's healthy?
Hot dogs are pretty healthy.
No, they're not, Peter. Don't be silly. But you know what is healthy?
Salads. Salads are healthy. Anna, what, did they add salads to the menu?
I think they did.Abby says that they have some new healthy options on the menu. Well, salads are healthy because they have vegetables and fruit, so it's good for your body. That's what healthy means.
Hey, exercise is good for your body. So exercise is healthy too. There are many things that are healthy, but it isn't easy to do them all the time, is it?
No, it'snot always easy to be healthy. But do you know something that is easy to do? Learn from Rebecca. Let's welcome her right now.
Hello, friends. If you want to tell someone whether or not something is easy, you can use this grammar point. Noun is or is not easy to verb. So you could say, this song is not easy to sing,Or, this cake is easy to make. Friends, don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Learning English, isn't easy, but just try saying a couple of sentences every day. You can try using today's grammar point.
Studying isn't easy to do, but TV is easy to watch. So that's why you should watch Let's Talk in English every day, right?
That's right. Well, our friend Alex isn't happy. Why is he upset?
Poor Alex. The Jungle Cafe didn't use any of his ideas. Let's go to Christina now to understand more about this.
Alex 对 Jungle Cafe 的新菜单也是提供了很多意见，但这些意见通通都没有被采纳。They didn't use any of them. 单字 any 是任何一个的意思，它通常用在疑问句或者是否定句。Alex 说 They didn't use any of them. 他们没有采用任何一个。类似的句子像是 I didn't see any of them.或是 he didn't like any of the dishes. 这个 not any 的说法其实可以用 none 来代替。None 就是没有任何一个的意思。比如 I saw none of them, 或 he liked none of the dishes. 不过比较之下用 none 来表达的时候语气会更强烈一些。
Thanks, Christina. Well,There isn't any more time, so we need to take a break. We'll see you right after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back.Now, we are talking about a survey and lunch items because people are suggesting new things for the Jungle Cafe. Anna, you said your feet hurt. Can I suggest you get different shoes?
That's a good idea, Peter. Thanks for your suggestion. Well, if you're hungry, I suggest you eat a snack.
Well, I suggest we go to Conversation C. Let's watch together.
I'm going to have a hot dog. They look good.
Are they grilled?
Look at the picture. They look grilled to me.
Good. Grilled hot dogs are delicious, but I don't like boiled hot dogs.
Are you guys ready to order? I'm hungry.
Me too. I know what I want.
Great. Then let's order.
In Conversation C, our friends are talking about hot dogs.
And we said that hot dogs aren't very healthy, but they certainly are delicious. And you can cook hot dogs in 2 different ways.
Oh, really? What are the 2 ways?
Well, you can grill them or you can boil them. There are grilled hot dogs and there are boiled hot dogs.
Ooh, grills.I love grilled food. When you grill food, you put it on the fire. Now, when you boil something, you say it is boiled. Both are delicious. And the word delicious means really, really, really good.
That's right. So grilled food is cooked over a fire or a grill, and boiled food is cooked in really hot water.
When water gets so hot that bubbles start to come out of it, that means it is boiling. I boil water all the time and use that boiling water to make tea.
Good. So are these hot dogs in the Jungle Cafe grilled or are they boiled?
We don't know for sure, but the picture on the menu shows a grilled hot dog. So Alex says they look grilled.
Peter, can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
We should make hot dogs for lunch. I want grilled hot dogs. They are so good. Oh, and let's grill the buns too. And we'll add ketchup. And onions, but not just any onions. grilled onions. Oh, these are so good.
Wow, Anna, you really know what you want.
That's true, Peter. I know what I want. And I know what to say next, because it's time for today's
calendar phrase.
I know what I want.
I know what I want.
我知道我要什么。
Let's look at the menu.
I know what I want.
There are a lot of choices.
I know what I want.
Everything looks delicious.
I know what I want.
Okay, let's order. What do you want?
I want everything.
Me too.
I know what I want.
I know what I want.
我知道我要什么。
Well, friends, you know something that I want? I want us to review our keywords together. Here they are.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Serve. Serve. This cafe serves great coffee and tea.
Healthy. Healthy. Don't drink soda. It isn't healthy.
Suggest.Suggest. I suggest we take a walk after dinner.
Hot dog. Hot dog. Do you want a cheeseburger or a hot dog?
Grill. Grill. My dad likes to grill in the summertime.
Boil. Boil.Did you boil these eggs? All right, friends, those are our keywords for today. And now it's time for us to look back at today's conversations one more time.
Wow, look at this menu.
It looks great. This is a good place to have lunch.
Yes, this restaurant has so many choices. Look at all the different kinds of salads.
Hey, maybe the Jungle Cafe can serve dishes like these.
That's a good idea. We can find some good dishes, then we can write them on the survey.
They have hot dogs now. This is great.
That was my idea. And look, they have more healthy lunch choices too.
Alex, why do you look upset?
I wrote a lot of ideas on the survey. They didn't use any of them.
What did you write?
He suggested Chinese food. But...That isn't easy to make.
I'm going to have a hot dog. They look good.
Are they grilled?
Look at the picture. They look grilled to me.
Good. Grilled hot dogs are delicious, but I don't like boiled hot dogs.
Are you guys ready to order? I'm hungry.
Me too. I know what I want.
Great! Then let's order!
Hey, look! The Jungle Cafe is serving new items!
Yay! Let's take a look at the menu, Monkey Man!
Okay, let's see here. Well, there are so many different choices!
Yeah!
Oh, they have salads.With bananas.
Oh, sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
They have hot dogs with bananas.
Ooh, that sounds delicious too. What else?
They also have Chinese food with bananas.
Yay, that sounds delicious too.
Yeah, for a monkey, why is everything served with bananas?
I put that on all my surveys.
On all your surveys? How many surveys did you take?
About 100.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. What do you like to do for fun? I like to do a lot of things. But one thing I really enjoy is going to amusement parks. And my favorite activity is the bumper cars. I love bumper cars because you can crash into other cars. You can't do that in a real car.
Bumper cars are a lot of fun for kids and adults. One or two people can sit in each small, round car. Each car has a steering wheel and pedals to make the car stop and go. A rubber bumper goes around each car. This means the cars can crash into one another and no one gets hurt. Bumper cars are electric. They move around on a smooth metal floor. Sometimes there's a track for the cars to follow. People want to make their cars go fast to get around the track. They bump into other cars to get them to move out of the way. Sometimes many cars bump into one another and there's a pile up. The cars can go forward or backward. That helps cars get out of a pile up. Bumper cars are fun for people of any age. That's why people love bumper cars.
Okay, I'm ready to go, but my friends are not. I'm waiting for them to call me. I don't want to go enjoy the bumper cars by myself. I want to go with my friends. Then we can each drive one and bump into each other. Oh, that must be my friends. I need to go. See you next time, everyone.
Friends, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, the Jungle Cafe added some great new things on their menu. What do you think is the best thing they added?
Well, I love the healthy options. I think salads are really great. There's lots of vegetables and fruit. I want one right
now.
No.
Salads are boring. I want a grilled hot dog.
Oh, that sounds good too. I don't know what I want.
Maybe a hot dog salad sandwich.
Now I know what I want. We should go to the Jungle Cafe, Peter. Friends, thank you for joining us. Come back next time right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.